You have to laugh, or else you cry. You have to live, or else you die. You have to laugh, or else you cry.
Welcome to the Food and Drink Show here on Ribble FM with me, Foodie.
No.
What?
No.
We're not doing it?
No.
Have we lost the foodie and drinky?
I think it just needs to be a bit more of a rarity for it to be a worthy bit.
With me, Lee, and of course...
Me, yeah. You know who I am.
What a show. What a show. Just thinking about, talking about what we had to eat at that place.
Oh.
I know. And there's something about it, the fact that it is truly, truly authentic as well. Yeah?
Sorry, I was stretching. I had a strange to stretch just come out of nowhere.
Just ridiculous. Also, a roundup of the foodie news with some... Because we know we're into snacks. I mean, producer Morgs is the snack master.
Snack king.
And some of the snacks he turns up with. Because you can't beat Friday afternoons where you just get the snacks out, a few different types, you know, maybe a quick refreshment drink of some sort.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But there is one coming back. We're going to be talking about that as well. Plus, a fantastic deal from a local country inn, which I think you've got to try. We've been quite a few times. The food, incredible. The rooms, stunning. All that to come on today's Food and Drink Show.
Let's go.
Don't want you for the weekend. Don't want you for a night. I'm only interested if I can help you for life. Yeah. I know I sound serious, baby, I am. You're a fine piece of real estate, and I'm gonna get me some land. Oh, yeah. So don't try to run, honey. Love can be fun. There's no need to be alone when you
no need to be alone when
Shania Twain. I'm gonna get you good. Right, first up today, we are going to be doing Morgan's favourite area of foodism: snacks.
Of course,
right.
The snacks. Snacks is best.
Now, you've not seen this.
I could live off snacks. I don't need full meals. Just give me snacks.
All right. Okay. But what you don't know is what Walkers are bringing back. It was one of their best-selling flavours, right?
Yeah.
And we know that when it comes... You as the snack master, in fact, let me ask your expertise.
Right.
When it comes to crisps, right, in terms of flavour, strength of flavour, holding the flavour, distributing the flavour, which are best, ordinary flat crisps or crinkle cut?
Crinkle cut.
100%.
It's clear cut.
I don't know why crisp companies still make regular flat crisps.
Probably like cost of a machine to make them all right, crinkly.
Not as crispy, not as flavoursome. And you know when they say about texture with food in your mouth, like you get something that's soft and squishy,
yeah,
and they might put like crushed pistachios on to give texture.
A crinkle cut crisp just has a better mouthfeel.
But the texture in your hand as well.
Yeah.
Like when you get hold of a really, really crispy one. Right, are you ready?
Yeah, go on.
Walkers,
yep,
are bringing back the large bag. So the ones like the jalapeno and cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah. KFC. KFC.
It's not standing out to me.
I build up this big fanfare.
No. You're saying they're bringing it back.
And then all of a sudden, it was one of their best-selling flavours.
Fair enough. I'm just saying, to me, the memory of the KFC crisp is not sticking out to me. So I don't know I think that must mean that I wasn't the greatest of fans.
Well, it's your job to go and find a packet anyway, then we can try them.
All right, as long as they get rid of the bangers and mash flavour.
Oh! Now, having said that, let's quickly just go back to that. During the World Cup, at Fiddle, one of the supermarkets, I managed to get a couple of bags, didn't I? The Mexican beef taco flavour.
Oh, that was incredible.
They were incredible. And then for the England one...
Bangers and mash flavour.
Bangers and yeah. Banger de mash.
Banger de mash.
Yeah, banger de mash.
No, get out of here.
You know I
Right, coming up very shortly, we have the discovery, the foodie discovery of the century. Unbelievable. Also, music from the likes of Blondie, Hozier and Rita Ora, all here on the Ribble FM Food and Drink Show.
Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Has your home been spray foamed and now you're stuck? Missold insulation that's causing damp in your loft, blocking your mortgage, or making your house unsellable?
You were told it was for the best, but now it's a costly mistake. Eco Giants are here to fix it. We safely remove spray foam and restore your home's value. Call Eco Giants today on 01200 411 830 or head to our website ecogiants.co.uk and fill in a form. Your home deserves better.
Are you feeling that midweek wobble? Well, here's the cure. The Barley Mow in Barley. Every Wednesday night, it's proper comfort food. Fish and chips for two for just 20 quid. That's crispy batter, full of lovely chips, and a cosy country pub that feels like home. So ditch the washing up and treat yourself properly. This Wednesday, Barley Mow in Barley. Fish, chips, happiness.
Face contractors, your local solar power specialist.
Thinking about solar? Then speak to a local team you can trust. Three Phase Contractors are Lancashire's solar power specialists with qualified installers and expert knowledge in both domestic and commercial solar. Whether it's your home or your business, they'll help you make the move to smarter energy with confidence. Visit threephasecontractors.com or call 01282 216 886 today.
Looking to turn your precious memories, holiday snaps, sports shirts, family heirlooms into gallery quality showpieces? Then head over to Bespoke Picture Framing by Alexander, located on York Street, Clitheroe. With over 150 five-star reviews, Alexander handcrafts every frame with museum quality glass options to preserve your treasures for years to come. He frames everything from prints and paintings to vinyl records and odd keepsakes. Oh, and he loves a challenge. So whatever you need framing, Alexander's your expert. Bespoke Picture Framing by Alexander. Bring in your memories. Walk out with art.
Yeah.
Damned Nobody's Soldier. Right. Heads up, ears pinned back. Special deal going on at the moment. Now, because they have become friends of ours, we are quite partial to a little bit of scran at the Barley Mall.
Oh, absolutely.
In Barley.
The
food there has just, blown. It's incredible.
It's incredible.
It is next level up from pub food, isn't it?
It is.
By a considerable amount.
Like gourmet.
It is.
Pub food.
It is. Lovely surroundings, your classic, typical country inn. But they also have, for those that were unaware, some fantastic rooms above. They are truly, truly stunning. Now, you might say, listen, if I'm going to go away for the weekend, I want to go away somewhere, I don't know, to the coast, to the lakes, Northumberland, Wales.
I mean, it's basically just forget it all that and do a staycation. Just stay close by.
A staycation. Because I have to say, the deal that is on the table at the minute from the Barley Mow is £129 dinner, bed and breakfast for two. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's such a good deal.
I thought you were going to say that's just for the room then.
No.
No.
Dinner, bed and breakfast, £129 per couple.
Wow.
Yep. Now, the food, I have to say, the last time I was there, I had the flat iron steak. Now, we're quite partial, and we discussed quite a few times on the Food and Drink Show, flat iron. We said we keep it quiet, because otherwise everybody's going to start buying it, aren't they? No, forget that. I had a steak. What did you have last time? You had the burger last time, that big stack burger.
I had the burger. I also had a chicken. I can't remember the name of the chicken dish, to be honest.
Not chicken royale with cheese? No.
No.
Chicken supreme.
That's the one. Chicken supreme.
And was that all right?
Oh, it was so good. The little croquettes were just to die for.
You like a bit of a croquette. You are a croquette. Coming up next, tis the big one. What did we find just 10 minutes from Clitheroe?
Open, no window, let it shine on you. 'Cause is Ribble FM.
There's things I want. There's things I think I want. There's things I've had. There's things I wanna have. Do I want the dreams? The ones we're forced to see.
Let me just finish. the Snackmaster, that is Morgenstein, producer Morgs. I don't think I can fit another one in, mate.
Yes, you can.
Now, the nice jams that look like they've got the checkered tablecloth lids on. Yeah? What's the make? What's the name?
Bon Mama.
Bon Mama. What else do Bon Mama do?
Madeleines.
Madeleines. It's just that I we know he's the snack master, but he's just turned out of his bag a full packet of Madeleines. I'm on number three. These are just, these are all, these should be illegal.
No, they're too good.
No, they should be. Not only are they Madeleines, they're the chocolate bottomed ones.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Honestly, that's three.
Yeah, and they're tasty.
Thank you. tempting smile. A smile can bring you near to me. Don't ever let me find you gone, 'cause that would bring a tear to me.
Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Are you tired of sky-high housing costs? Are you ready for a change of scenery? At Three Rivers, our rural caravan park is the perfect solution for those seeking an affordable, peaceful and beautiful place to call home. Nestled in the heart of the countryside, our park offers exceptional facilities, including a cafe, swimming pool and function suite. You can even choose your own plot and specify the style of home that best suits your needs. Don't miss this opportunity to join our thriving community and enjoy the best of both worlds, the convenience of modern living with the charm and serenity of rural life. Contact us today to learn more and schedule a tour. Three Rivers, the perfect home is waiting for you.
When someone you love needs care at home, you want more than a quick visit. You want kindness, consistency, and someone who truly cares. Visiting Angels East Lancashire provide relationship-led home care, helping people stay independent, comfortable, and cared for in the place they know the best, home. For care with warmth, dignity and peace of mind, contact Visiting Angels East Lancashire today on 01282 476 599.
Here's a public service announcement on behalf of James Out Limited.
Hello, I'm James. I want to let you know that if you've had an accident with your vehicle, no matter how big or small, I can help. All it takes is just one call.
We have over 35 years of experience and over 30 manufacturer approvals like Land Rover, Jaguar, BMW, Mercedes and many more, which means your warranty stays intact and so does your no-claims discount if it wasn't your fault, with just one call. We take care of you from day one, dealing with your insurance company, providing you with a replacement vehicle, regular updates, in fact, everything, with just one call. Remember, it's your vehicle, it's your choice. Call 01200 444 555 or visit jamesout.co.uk.
Get ready to bring a slice of real Italy to your next event with Tuk Tuk Pizza Company, where gourmet meets fun. The finest Neapolitan-style pizzas cooked fresh in our bespoke pizza pods. Imagine the sight of sizzling melted cheese, raised dough, and that telltale aroma of homemade garlic butter. There's nothing like it. No matter what the occasion, Tuk Tuk Pizza Company is your go-to. And here's the twist. Our two chefs don't just cook. They add entertainment and theatre to serving your food, making every slice a performance. Book us now and let us turn your next gathering into a spectacular feast of flavours and fun. Find us on the socials or call 01200 40 73 74. Tuk Tuk Pizza Company.
Summer starts at home, and at Shackleton's Home and Garden, you'll find everything to make it feel special. From beautiful outdoor furniture and stylish garden accessories to homeware, gifts, plants, and those finishing touches that turn sunny days into memorable moments. Whether you're hosting friends, relaxing in the garden, or refreshing your home for the season, Shackleton's has summer inspiration around every corner. Visit Shackleton's Home and Garden, Chapman Road, Clitheroe, and make this summer beautifully yours.
Right, so here we go. Story of the day today is about a new foodie outlet that Morgs and I have discovered, been and tried, and came away mind blown. Weren't we?
I have no words. Mainly because my mouth's still full of Madeleine, but you know.
Yeah, you've had the last one. So we heard about it, did a little bit of reading, and then found it. And we paid a visit to Crazy Pancho's, which is in Clayton. Okay? Now, this is just as you'd expect it on a little street in some Mexican town, isn't it? Levi and his family have relocated from Chihuahua in Mexico. Chihuahua. Yep. I knew you were going to do it, you see.
I didn't.
I thought I'd beat you to it.
I didn't. No.
And what an incredible family they are. Lovely, lovely people. Levi made us some food.
Oh, did he?
We just said, look, just make us whatever.
Just whatever you want. Just give us it. Give us it.
And everything that he uses, almost everything, obviously, apart from the fresh vegetables, almost all his sauces and ingredients are all imported from Mexico. Proper, authentic Mexican. Wow. All I've got to say is wow. If you've seen the Facebook page today for the food and drink show, you'll see some photographs there of what we had. So let's go through it.
Yeah, so we started off with a burrito.
A foot long burrito.
A foot long Levi special burrito.
It had to be cut in half, obviously.
It was cut in half.
Yeah.
And we both struggled to even finish
half. Oh, it was huge. It was massive. So can you remember what went in it?
It was all meat.
So that was shredded chicken.
Shredded chicken, beef.
Shredded beef, shredded pork.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was black beans and pinto beans.
Salsa.
Salsa. Tomato rice.
Tomato rice, yeah. That was it, on the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Now,
sour cream, guacamole.
Guac.
Guac.
Get some guac in there.
There was, the salsa was his own recipe that he's made himself. And, well, I had my half quite spicy. You had your spicy.
Yeah, so he does a hot salsa mild. And a mild salsa.
Hot, medium, and mild.
Was the hot as you thought it was going to be?
It wasn't, but it was really flavorful. It did have a bit of a kick, but not what I was expecting, because I like my really spicy food.
But he does do the sauces.
But he does it,
the
yeah.
hot sauce, if you want to add some more
yeah.
kick to it,
but
doesn't
the flavour of the salsas was just incredible.
Now, what I did at one point, rather than taking a bite and having all those flavours together, I pulled a little bit of the beef out, the chili beef, and tried it on its own. The flavours in that were just incredible. Did the same with the chicken, but then when I looked down, there was nothing left.
Now, don't get me wrong. It's a burrito, so it can be a bit messy, but it just doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. I agree with you.
And whilst we're stood in the store, he told us the story of what a burrito is.
Which is truly...
It's an incredible little
Levi's
story.
Levi's a character, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Proper Mexican chap. He is yeah. lovely. His wife, who works in the shop as well, is lovely. She was helping.
Yeah.
And then at one point, his son came in, who was yeah. like... Just, he looked like a cartoon of a Mexican, didn't he? He was the typical Mexican.
He just, yeah.
Lovely, lovely lad. Also, we were recommended to have the chili nachos.
Yeah.
Huge tray.
Oh, yeah,
of
yeah.
chili nachos.
Well, we were going to get something else as well, but then by the time we'd finished all that, it was rather full. So next time we're there, we're trying the flautas.
Now, can you remember what flautas are?
Basically, it's like a fried and rolled tortilla.
Right.
With all your typical ingredients and like your beef, your sour cream, your cheese, your guacamole, your salsa. But it's the way it's prepared. I know that a lot of Mexican street food is variations of the same ingredients and a different way of preparing the tortilla.
Just served in a different way.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But the way that flautas are prepared is, oh, it's just so good.
Now, the other thing that I'd never had before, is it jarritos?
Jarritos, yes. It's it's an exported Mexican drink, like a soda, it's like a flavoured drink, like they do mango,
but in a nice bottle,
grapefruit, cola, like, yeah.
I must admit, you chose the right one.
I went for the grapefruit.
Now, the lime wasn't... If I'm getting something lime or lemon, I like it to have that tartness.
Yeah, you like it really tart.
But it didn't have that. But the grapefruit, oh my goodness, it was just incredible.
Perfect.
All we're saying is, if you don't believe us...
Well, considering before this show, I've probably told upwards of 15 people that they need to go and try this place, and that is a rarity from me.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely stunning. Basically, if you want to go and see them, if you go past Sparth House up through Clayton, come to the lights at the top where you can turn right to go down to the Duncan House, go straight through, and it's about 250 yards on your right-hand side.
Yep.
When you get in the shop, oh my goodness, your eyes will be just darting everywhere. The stuff they've got in there is incredible. That's Crazy Panchos at Clayton, and a huge thanks to Levi for looking after us when we went over for our special Mexican treat.
Our introductory treat.
You're in my heart. All my dreams have been torn apart. I wish I knew how.
Single featuring Sophie Ellis-Bextor and Nile Rodgers. Now, forgive me, but I think that has the sound of an old ABBA song. But it is truly brilliant, doesn't it?
Yeah, I like it.
Right, something that's in your basket, just to finish up with.
Yeah, there's a bit of a...
Who would think the Australians could be responsible, not having a dig, but could be responsible for a new coffee drink?
It's not quite new. It's a twist on something that I've heard about from a long time ago, actually. But they call it the Mont Blanc after one of the highest peaks in the Alps, or whichever it is. Yeah. But it's basically, it's cold brew or espresso over ice with whipped cream that's been layered with honey and orange juice, then like dusted with your orange zest and nutmeg. Now, I think that sounds incredible because I've tried black coffee and orange juice before and it was a bit of a craze a couple of years ago.
Was it?
Yeah, people were like going, you what? And then like TikToks got made of people trying it and it was actually incredible. So I've tried it, but I think those extra few ingredients will just make a great twist.
Mmm. Do you think you're capable of making one of those?
I'll give it a go.
Let's have a go. That is it for the Food and Drink Show today. Have yourselves a wonderful Wednesday. I'll see you on brunch in the morning.
And I'll see you later when I come back with me Mont Blanc.